Star 94.1, and our guest is Ivan C. Thomas, or should I say Coach Ivan C. Thomas. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Great. You've got a new book, 45 Tips for Discovering Your Child's Gift. Why write a book like that?
Well, basically, I wrote the book in terms of I believe that if we can begin to discover what our young people are good at early in life, they have a more defined sense of purpose, and they feel like they belong here. And I think we're actually in, I like to use the term, a competition and a battle for our youth these days. And we have to start acting like we are. And if you don't think that we are, just look at the number of kids that are on the streets, the number of kids that are reading and functioning below grade level. So we're in a competition, and we have to take a more aggressive approach. And I think one approach that I take is just actually we need to begin to figure out what they're good at early on in life.
I heard something on the news the other day. They were saying it seems like one in four young people finish high school. Why? What's happening with our young people?
Well, I think here's what's happening in my opinion. They have a lot of options, but they're not focused, or they haven't discovered what they're good at. And in my opinion, when you know what you're good at in life, you begin to set direction for your life, and it's easier to set a direction for your life. And I believe that lies the problem. They're unsure of themselves, thus they wander around aimlessly with no really goals and no direction in their life. That's why they end up on the streets, and that's why they do various things, because they just have not discovered, their true passion in life.
Do you think it's a cultural thing?
A cultural thing? I do think we have to get back to the basics. And I do mean that in the literal sense. I'm only 33 years old, but we have to get back to the basics in our own community. I find that, and that's why I wrote this book, 45 Tips for Discovering Your Child's Gift. And it's not a thick book, it's a handbook. We have to get back to different sayings that we give to our kids, that telling them who they are, telling them that they represent us. I remember growing up, and I think it's a passage in the book that I use, that, every day of my life I felt like I was carrying a torch for the next generation. And the reason why I felt that way is because my parents gave me a sense of purpose that the people before me had served me well, and that I have to carry this torch to continue on the legacy. And I believe we are not lighting a flame under our young people to give them the sense that they have to carry a torch in our community. They have to continue the progress that we have made.
Our guest is Coach Ivan C. Thomas. Let me ask you something about the 45 tips. Let me give you a little hypothetical. What would you say to maybe a young girl about 10 years old? She loves to cut up in school. Great student, but she loves to get that reaction out of you. Do you stop her? Do you say, look, you don't do that. It's time to grow up or get yourself together. Or do you try to channel something in her, or do you try to find something in her? Because she could become a comedian or an actress. Or what I'm trying to say is, do we stifle that person?
I think here's what we have to begin to do. And that's a great example. I once heard Oprah say that she knew one day her mouth would get her in a lot of trouble or earn her a lot of money. And it's done both because she loved to talk. I think our kids, we need to be able to figure out what they get. If this young lady in that class is talkative and is not afraid to share her opinions amongst herself, her peers, and her other adults, that's a gift that we can foster, that we can channel in the right direction. We just got to figure out what direction to channel it in. And that's a great, great example, because I feel like in our community, we tend to focus on the natural, the extraordinary, the kid that can dribble the ball at two, the kid that can solve math problems at three, or maybe the, you know, the Tiger Woods at four. However, you know, if we focus on the ordinary things that our kids do well, I believe they will make them extraordinary. So I think we need to find out what makes that young lady tick, what makes her feel confident, what is she most confident in doing, and that she enjoys doing. And if talking in class happens to be one of them, we have to channel it to a more appropriate time to get her to understand, hey, you're good at this, but this isn't the time to do this right now. But you have to provide her the outlet which she can do it.
What are some of the tips that you would like to offer to parents, some of those 45 tips? What are a few of those tips?
Well, one tip is the first one. We have to take charge. We have to begin to take charge of our children's future by helping them discover what their natural gifts and talents are in life. You know, some people say that the single biggest investment you make is in the purchase of your home. Well, you wouldn't leave that investment up to chance, and we can't continue to leave the investment of our children up to chance. We have to take charge of their life. We have to be involved in their life. We have to know their friends. We have to know their strengths, their weaknesses. We have to begin to be active in their life so that we can discover their talents and gifts. And then once we begin to understand and discover their talents and gifts, we have to explore and every opportunity to enhance their gift. You know, a lot of times their gift may not lie in our community. We have to be willing to go outside of our community to figure out what they're good at. You know, if you do the same old things over and over again, our kids will not be exposed to new things where their gifts may lie. So I think one of the biggest things is take charge, which is number one. Number two is I say in the book, you have to impart a vision. You know, tell them what your vision is for their life. And then they begin to use their gifts and set goals, you know, for those things. But those are two of the most important. I feel like parents, we have to be engaged. We have to take charge. And then we have to give our children a vision for their life and a sense of purpose.
How important is athletics to young people?
Athletics is extremely important. Or not necessarily athletics, is the sense of extracurricular activity that begins to foster their gifts. See, being involved in extracurricular activities, whether it's athletics or otherwise, it teaches you how to be disciplined, how to work and function as a team. Regardless of what you do in this world, you are going to be a part of some team, whether you own your own business, whether you're using your gift in different areas of your life. You're going to need somebody else to work with. That is what athletics teaches. That is what extracurricular activities teaches. You know, my parents, I wasn't the best. I grew up in this area, and I wasn't the best athlete in this area. I played basketball and baseball. And my parents always let me know that athletics was a way for me to further enhance my gift of leadership, you know. And so that's what athletics serves as. It teaches kids how to lead, how to follow, how to serve and function in an organization through discipline, through hard work, which I think are very important. What it also teaches, especially if you're involved on my team, it's going to teach you a work ethic. I can't tell you, in this generation, we pay a price for our Google searches and our quick access to different things. Some of our children have forgotten about how to sacrifice and how to work because of instant gratification that our, you know, society provides through the great technology that we have. But athletics teaches them how to get back to the basics and work and develop a work ethic for, you know, the success of winning the game. And if you do fail by losing, or, you know, it teaches them that you can continue to work hard and that you can, you know, play another day and live another day and that you are unbreakable. And so I think athletics serves as a huge part in children's lives.
Mr. Thomas, have parents failed? And that's not really a good word to say. Mm-hmm. But when discovering a child's natural talent, it seems like a lot of parents really don't know how to do that.
And that's why this book is a handbook. It's literally 61 pages. It's a handbook that you can actually write, take notes on, to just begin to help you begin to do that. And like the number one thing is, it's just be engaged. Listen to your child. Figure out what their strengths and weaknesses are, their likes and dislikes. You, in order to figure out what their gift, you have to be around them. We have to take time to be around them because, like I said earlier, and you hesitated to use the word failed, and I do too. We haven't failed, but we have to take a more aggressive approach to raising our children these days. I mean, when I look around us, like I came back to the Hampton Roads area and I read an article in the paper and it said the fifth athlete shot this year, the young man Finney that died in Portsmouth. Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote an article to the paper, which they printed, and I got great response about it because it just touched me. You know, this area that is known for its prominence of athletes, and now, you know, we're in competition for our young people through the streets and gangs when we used to be known for athletics in the 757 in the Hampton Roads area. But I think we have to get back to the basics.